at WFHR. Let them know, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
I'm here. Hello, good morning.
She's here. That's all that matters.
Yep.
We got our
head. Get it in.
Slides right in.
Nice.
I like the idea of her Tom Cruising kind of in frisky business, just kind of slides in on her socks. Yeah.
Yep.
But I'm wearing shoes.
Sort of. We've got our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager, with us.
Good morning, everyone.
Seth Habhager.
I
got to open my
mouth. Words are hard.
I apologize, everybody. It's going to be one of those mornings, I'll tell you right now. But we got a clear sky morning. We're going to talk about that with our friend Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Isn't it beautiful this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. It feels like 2 days in a row, but not like yesterday wasn't as bright as today.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't. Now the high pressure system is directly overhead. I don't even see a cloud out there in the entire state.
So. Yeah, the whole state clouds.
Clear skies.
Honestly, it's kind of rare, right?
Mm-hmm.
Soak it up. Highs today, nice and comfortable, above average. We're going to hit those mid-50s. The high is about 55 degrees. And then this evening, a few clouds filter in. Not too many, though. We'll fall to the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, we'll be waking up to probably more clouds than sunshine. So a little darker and drearier day ahead tomorrow as some light rain starts to roll in by the afternoon, but mainly coming down after dark. So we're going to miss the majority of it while we're inside anyways. And
right,
it should be gone by Sunday. Maybe a few light sprinkles lingering in the morning, a few clouds sticking around, but eventually those will start to sweep on out of here. And in fact, for Veterans Day, it'll be bright, beautiful again, and we're going to hang on to those low 50s through the entire weekend and into early next week. So some fantastic weather besides a little bit of rain tomorrow night. No big deal.
No, not at all.
No big deal. No.
Not at all. We can definitely handle that. We are much more prepared thanks to you. So much. We appreciate you, Brittany. Have a great weekend. We'll meet back here Monday.
Sounds good. Enjoy it, guys.
You too.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning in this time slot. We appreciate her updates. We got good stuff on the way. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. We're going to celebrate today and the whole weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After that, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Our TV show theme song today, I maintain, I will die on this hill. It's the greatest theme song of all time.
Ooh. I got an idea now. I haven't seen it yet, but I got an idea
what
it is.
That's what we're playing today. We are playing the greatest TV theme song of all time. Get ready to win some free Culver's in just a little while, everybody. After that, we're also going to get into other fun topics. We've got some good ones for you lined up where we will get into Australia might ban social media. We'll get into that.
Whoa.
We will also get into what's something so simple, yet you are really bad at it. You are really bad at it.
Boy, I can think of a few things there. Yeah.
That is another Friday audience participation topic. That is something we're going to be hitting really hard on Fridays, looking for you guys to call up and join us with these topics.
Love it.
9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick off some entertainment news. We got a new Star Wars trilogy to talk about. What's new on your small screen, new on your big screen? Get into all of that.
Cool.
We've got those things to cover. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to dive into 12 foods only Midwesterners know and love.
God, ooh. Can't wait for that one. That's going to be fun.
Interesting list.
Lutefisk, here we come.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we got plenty more to talk about. It's live radio. You never know what can happen. All these things coming up. But I want to start off right here, especially with the week that we have had with politics being on so many everybody's mind and kind of wanting to get through them. Well, how about an interesting, funny kind of story when it comes to this? A town in Saskatchewan, Canada, is facing one major hurdle in the run-up to its elections. No one is running for mayor.
Oh, no. Ooh. Oh, that's dear. Not good.
Nobody. Officials in Kyle said Mayor George Williams, who was elected in November 2021, is retiring this year, and so far no candidates have come forward to seek the office. An open spot on the town council also has no nominees.
Oh, jeez.
Chief Administrative Officer Amber Dashney said two rounds of applications have gone out seeking nominations for mayor, but so far no one has signed up.
Oh, goodness.
It's a little concerning, quote, but I am confident that someone will step forward. They are trying to decide this, what they will do if nobody does come into play.
Yeah. Wow.
So, I think, you know, real quick, to be able to, something we try to do here is certainly touch on the serious, but we'll wrap up on the funny. Mm-hmm. The serious part of this, we need more and more people to run for board, mm-hmm. to be board mm-hmm. members, to run for public service. And when I say that, I'm focusing mostly on rural and communities.
Yeah.
Not just rural and communities, but I mean smaller level. I'm right. talking about President of the United States. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about people that would want to run for mayor, want to run for, you know, representing their town, their community, or their mm-hmm. district, those yep. things.
City council, county board, mm-hmm. stuff like that, yeah.
We need more and more people to do that, and it's going to be really hard to get more and more people to want to do that if all we ever do is talk negatively about politics or politicians.
Yeah.
Politicians need to be held accountable. That is the rule of, that is number one on being a politician. You need to be held accountable, and your words need to matter.
Yes.
And you should you should be judged by those words and your actions.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we also have to do this where we can talk about these people and not sound like we're seventh graders.
Yeah.
And no insult to seventh graders out there. I'm sorry, fifth graders maybe.
Where I don't know. I live with an eighth grader. I know.
Some of that. We need to get better about that. We also can sit back and laugh sometimes because yeah. sometimes that's all you can do.
Yes.
Now, what are some options here? I think an animal. I think usually, you know, you see
a dog,
these situations,
maybe.
You nominate
mm-hmm.
a dog, maybe. This is Canada, maybe a moose. maybe a moose. Maybe.
The mayor moose. Mayor moose.
What about just a hockey puck? Is that too stereotypical?
Maybe that's a little Canadian.
I would like to apologize to our Canadian listeners.
Yeah, lacrosse net.
We are huge in Ontario. We are huge in Ontario.
goodness.
They got to try real hard to get us in, but once they do, they love our segments.
It's funny that this is in Canada, which is not associated generally with rugged elections and that kind of thing. You know, Canada's not usually, you know, I'm sure they have elections like that, but you don't think about that. But it's just it's a small town where, please be our mayor.
I would give literally almost, all right, I would almost give anything to have Canada's problems with politics. Like their problems that they have with their politicians, I'd give anything for that.
Right.
This is one of those things also where you, walking into this, you have to have some options. I don't know, but what they are. But mm-hmm. I'm at least pitching something here. I'm not seeing them with anything. They're kind of like at a spot where I don't know.
Well, you got to have someone. You got to have someone, man.
Well, the elections are November 13th. So if anybody is interested, yeah, you're looking for a job.
If you could get residency really fast, you know.
I hear Saskatchewan is beautiful this time of year. I hear it is wonderful this time of year. You go ahead and check that out.
Oh, goodness.
See, what are the temps? What are the temps in Saskatchewan, right? 47. It's 40. It's 40 right now.
That's not too dissimilar.
Ain't that different? Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, Google searches for how to immigrate to Canada have really skyrocketed this week already. So they might have some new
maybe they do. I don't know.
Boy, have they. They really have. On that note, I don't begrudge anybody any of these things. We have seen an influx. I mean, one of the things that came very clear with this recent election was the influx of people that moved to different states for different reasons. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of people moving to so-called red states, a lot of people moving to so-called blue states because of certain reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that far-fetched to think of somebody being, you know, that dismayed that they would want to move to another country. They've done it for many years, long before this president or the president before him or the president before that. I mean, it's been a thing in our country for a very long time.
Right.
But I will say, for me, there are so many of us that don't have that option.
Right.
That are not able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And even given the option for myself, just speaking for myself, this is when we are most needed. Like, anybody can run away.
Yeah.
Anybody can leave. That's, and again, more power to you. I consider you, you know, Americans always. But that, to me, feels like the easy way out, if ever there ever was one. This is the time now where we are needed the most to have our voices heard, to be represented. This is 4 years. This isn't the rest of time.
No.
And while a lot of people are scared of dictatorship in certain things, if that's going to happen, you can leave then. Because I will say that. I will not live in any dictatorship country. But outside of those things, this is my country.
Mm-hmm.
This is where my people traveled. They immigrated to
mm-hmm.
and fought and built this country. I have relatives that fought in all the wars. World War II, I should say, World War II in Korea. My people have bled for this country. Mm-hmm. You got people that over the summer that were devastated by hurricanes. How many times do you think they were asked if they were going to move? And what do you think the answer was? Oh, resoundingly. Yeah. If we can stay, we're staying. This is where our family has been for over 100 years. You hear the stories all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not going anywhere.
No.
You're not getting rid of me that easy. That's exactly what they want you to do. And when I say they, I mean the people that are trying to change this country from mm-hmm. what it is. Mm-hmm. That's the cop out. That's the easy way out. Go ahead if that's what you want to do, and more power to you. And again, I will always consider you an American. Mm-hmm. But to me, I don't know. This is what it's all about.
This is where it's at, right here.
Yeah, this is where it's time to put in the work.
And I might also add, the grass is always greener. You know, everywhere has issues.
Absolutely,
and everywhere has things that need to be worked on. And the work, it's good work. Let's stay here. Let's do the good work, and let's continue, to be allies and to be the place where people can come.
Yeah,
I had a conversation with a friend of mine who is from Scotland, and was talking about that and politics over there, but specifically talking about politics in England and how insane that is, and what we just went through in really the last, I'd say, 12 years, what we've gone through.
Yeah,
they've been since the very beginning. The only difference is they wear wigs and can yell at each other. It's really not that different. It's wild. It's crazy. I understand, but we're also so close to it. We don't have a chance to have a third perspective
very often to take
a step back and everything. And if you can do that, you can see, it ain't nearly as rough as you might think it might be.
Yeah.
And I refuse to let anybody tell me this is not my country. That this is not my land. No government gets to tell me that. No human being gets to tell me that. Oh, this is my country, our country. I'm not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I would like to go check this out, though. The 47-year-old Voyager 1 spacecraft is back in touch with NASA.
It is?
Of all the headlines we miss and everything,
whoa.
I don't know if Melissa sent me this one.
I did.
Yeah, thank you for that, Melissa, because I missed this one, too. Aging spacecraft starts up a radio transmitter that hasn't been used since 1981 from 15 billion miles away.
Oh, that is amazing.
Just applause real quick, because we don't seem to be doing this a lot, and we especially aren't doing it this week. Human beings are amazing. We are amazing. Go humans.
Yes.
Go humans. Yes. Any aliens doing that? Huh?
Yeah. Well,
maybe they are. We just don't know. Human beings. Homo sapiens, people. Come on. That's pretty darn cool. Voyager 1 is now using a radio transmitter it hasn't relied on since 1981 to stay in contact with its team on Earth while engineers work to understand what went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The spacecraft launched in September of 77. The team has slowly turned off components to conserve power, allowing Voyager 1 to send back unique science data from 15 billion miles away.
So cool.
It's a really long ways.
That's amazing. Oh, it's out. My mind is just like...
It's just blown, isn't it?
We sent something out there. It's out there.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
We're still communicating with it.
I know.
That's the thing.
Yes.
That is the thing about it. We got plenty of satellites, that aren't being used anymore, just floating around in space. We got a lot of garbage in space.
Right.
Oh, yeah. This is just fascinating that it still works. That's the part that, I'm obviously fascinated by whatever data it sends back and everything. But the fact that it's still working is such an accomplishment. It's such an accomplishment.
Well, back in the day, we actually made things to last.
That's true. How about this?
Nicely done.
This is something. Done. Oh my gosh.
That was too good. We got to wrap right there.
Yeah, that was good.
That was too good. We will come back. We'll have some more fun with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. And after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. It's all coming up with Melissa, Seth, and James on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate all of you and our good friends over at El Cafe. Mm-hmm. Treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day and tell them hallelujah. It's Friday. That's what they're posting on their page.
Nice.
They've got that up there for you.
Love
they got some great specials on there as well, everybody. Check out some of those great specials.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, it's Fish Fry Friday.
Yes. Keep that in mind. That thing is getting more and more popular. Make sure to make plans to check it out yourself tonight over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Check out El Cafe and say hi to them. Wish them a great weekend from us, everybody.
I can personally recommend the broiled fish. It's fantastic.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very good.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com. You can keep in mind, you can email all of our staff. Melissa, your email.
Melissa.k@civicmedia.us.
Seth.
Seth@civicmedia.us. Ha, I'm the only Seth.
So. Yeah, this is
that's because your name is weird. It's hard to spell. Nobody can say it right. And so you just need to go by Seth.
That's right.
I had somebody ask me the other day what Seth is short for. That's all there is to it.
Four letters.
Right. He doesn't even get a nickname.
It's very seldom I don't know how to answer a question.
I do have nicknames, you actually have to add letters to it. Because I've had Stealth as a nickname. I've had Smeth as a nickname. Smeth. So you have to add letters to it. Yeah.
Nobody called you Sethy when you were a little boy?
My sister did, and that's why she's the only one that does.
Setharuski.
My parents called me Sether.
Sethinator.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't shorten it. You can only add to it.
Sethinator.
I have a nephew named Cole. We call him Coley.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Coley?
Yeah.
Colate.
And we... And we want you to go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Just type in your search bar our call letters and you'll find us. And go ahead and call up, everybody.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
We'd love to hear from you. Call up and join the conversation through the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
We have a 1 through 4 I need from you, Melissa.
4.
All right, gives us that qualifier.
4.
Nice.
Sorry.
No, nicely done. And then we need a 1 or a 2, Seth.
2.
All right, gives us their qualifiers. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish happy birthday to Mike Collins.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Mike, an old high school friend of mine, a great guy, wonderful guy. Wishing you a good one, Mike. Enjoy your day.
High school chum.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why. It always sounds better if you say my old high school chum. You know?
Yes, chum. Yes. And we wish happy birthday to friend of the station, friend of the community, Stephanie Horth.
Oh,
happy birthday, Steph.
Happy birthday.
You've heard Steph on the air here with us a number of times, interviewing for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater plays or HOPO productions. Mm-hmm. Steph does so much work with those. Of course, her and Gretchen creating HOPO productions has put so much into this community. Really has.
And she is going to be directing the next show at WRCT. Yep.
I have no doubt she is all geared up for that. It's going to be a really good show, too.
Yep.
Arsenic and Old Lace. It's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that seems to come up anytime her and I usually talk or whatever, but we were in No Names together, our first real big film roles. I don't know how much she's done since, but I know that was my first film role, my first speaking role in a film, and Steph was my girlfriend in it, and it was very awkward for us. It's very, very awkward for us, but we've managed to be friends. She's amazing. She's awesome. We wish you a great one, Stephanie. Enjoy your day. And a happy birthday to Diane Smith.
Happy birthday, Diane.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Diane. Wish you a good one. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Lisa Newman.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Wish you the best of days, Lisa. Brag to all your friends, family, animals that you are our qualifier.
It's all about, man.
Just have one name to put the spotlight on for Saturday, and that is Allison Gethers.
Allison, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your birthday tomorrow, Allison. And then on Sunday, November 10th, we wish happy birthday to Jim Clavine.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Lorna Felikowski.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Felikowski.
Lorna, happy birthday.
Felikowski.
Well, let me see here. We've got...
Lorna, we wish a great one.
Felikowski, I think. Lorna Felikowski.
Felikowski.
Yeah.
Yes. Happy birthday, Lorna.
I believe I might... Yeah. I don't know if that's...
We could be wrong. Please call up.
Call up and
correct us. Should we get your name right?
Yes.
Please.
And when you
names
call up,
important.
You can mess up my name. You could go where it at.
Mr. Maloof. Yeah.
I'm not getting Lorna wrong, though. That is a beautiful name. That is a good name.
I think it's James.
James
Maloof.
James Maloof.
James, I like that. I had my godson used to call me Yams. Uncle Yams.
Good. I like that. Yams.
Let's see here. Let's take a look at our celebrity list for the weekend. We take a quick look. Jack Osborne is 39. Ozzy's oldest son and traveling companion.
Cool.
They're inseparable pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Parker Posey is 56.
Wow.
Dr. Smith on Netflix's remake Lost in Space, but so many roles in her career.
Yeah. She was big in the 90s.
Yeah.
She had a lot of roles.
Really good actress.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Ramsay is 58. The foul-mouthed Hell's Kitchen Nightmares guy. You know, he's got more bleeps than R2-D2 or an Eddie Murphy's thing. But he's also a huge philanthropist.
Yeah,
and really gives back a lot.
He does.
And really, if you get a chance to hear an interview from him, a little bit like Guy Fieri and a lot of people in the food industry, they are not used to being in the public eye. They are not used to being in these things. And most of them did not get into this profession to be in the public eye.
Right.
On purpose. Like,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for every Anthony Bourdain who is just, I mean, a whole, there is no filter. There is no nothing. There is no guy who refused to like wear makeup most of the time and stuff. There are people that are. They have a publicist. They have an agent to tell them, hey, Guy Fieri, we want you to dye your hair, bleach your hair, wear these fire shirts, and go. And all of a sudden, before he knows it, that's all anybody knows him as.
Right.
And he has to wear that stuff all the time when it's not his choice. Gordon Ramsay is actually a very intelligent guy and a pretty nice guy, actually. He's actually not that big of a jerk. But when you put him in the kitchen, like a lot of people, things got to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And he is used to being very direct and very militant.
Mm-hmm.
And most people that get into that industry understand that because time is of the essence. And so they, you know, maybe notch it up to a 10 for him when he's in these shows and everything.
I think it's probably a little even more. I think you're right because of the fact the cameras are on. And yeah.
But I do think it's cool, noteworthy, you know, what the good work that he does.
Absolutely.
And he's very entertaining. Yes. I don't watch those. I don't watch those shows.
No, but me neither.
I will admit every once in a while I'm laughing at something he does or says. One of the better actors in the world, Alfre Woodward, is 72.
Ah, she's awesome.
She is Jason Momoa's mother in C. She's Cookie in Empires. Cookie's mom in Empire. She was in Luke Cage and maybe her last great role because as she's getting older, I don't think she's necessarily not working. She just doesn't get as many opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is a shame.
Her performance, yes, because she's
amazing.
I get goosebumps thinking about her work, man.
Yep.
Like she's one of the most unsung actors of all time. She is incredible. The incredible Bonnie Raitt is 75.
Ah, love Bonnie Raitt.
Have a Heart is such a good song. It's an underrated song. I Can't Make You Love Me is one of the saddest songs you will ever hear.
Mm-hmm.
And Something to Talk About is one of the bigger hits of our generation.
She's a great guitarist, too. She's an amazing guitarist.
Incredible guitar player.
Yep.
I love her hair.
Yeah. A wonderful artist. And again, one of those artists that just seems to kind of be, just kind of, this is who I am.
Yep.
Some people no longer with us. Escher Roll, born in 1920, passed away in 1998. How interesting that her and Alfre Woodward share birthdays.
Have the same birthday.
Florida Evans on Good Times, but you see her, you'll know her.
Yeah.
You know her. Even younger people out there might know who she is.
She was great.
Wonderful character actor for such a great career. And Morley Safer, born in this day in 19. Oh, why did you get excited over Escher Roll?
Escher Roll? No, yeah. I just know who she is. Something. Yeah, that's it. No.
Sometimes you do that when you have some weird random fact that only I'll
that is
enjoy.
True. That is true. I'll give you that.
Maury Safer, born in 1931, passed away in 2016, won 12 Emmys for 60 Minutes. That's incredible. We take a quick glance at our other weekend birthdays for tomorrow, looking at things. You've got Cisco celebrating his 46th birthday.
Whoa.
I don't know if at 46 you could still sing the thong song. I don't know if you could do that or not. But
it's a little weird then. Maybe
you could. Let's see here. Tom Fogerty would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow.
Wow.
Born in 1941, passed away in 1990. CCR, classic.
Yep.
And Carl Sagan would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Born in 1934, passed away in 96.
Speaking of Voyager, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Real quick, by the way, I wanted to say this, and you gave me a great opportunity, James, to do that. You mentioned Carl Sagan. The reason I thought that Voyager information was really cool, I just recently watched a documentary from 2017 called The Farthest. It's Voyager in Space. It's the story of the people who built and received information from the Voyager spacecraft from 1970s, from the beginning all through to when Voyager 2 left the solar system. It's a very cool documentary, and there's a lot of footage of Mr. Carl Sagan in there because he had a lot to do with it as well. So
that's pretty cool. That is a good one. We will wrap up today with a quote from Mr. Sagan. We'll be getting that in a little bit later.
Oh, very nice.
Quote machine, Carl Sagan.
Oh, gosh, he was, yes.
Of all the amazing...
Lots of good books, too.
A lot of things that man pulled off, yeah.
Yep.
We wrap up with Sunday birthdays, and we wish happy birthday to Taron Egerton, 35, Elton John in Rocket Man, Robin in the Robin Hood remake, Eggsy in the Kingsman movies.
Yes.
Wonderful actor. Mm-hmm. Wonderful actor. Really, I love those Kingsman movies. I love those movies.
He's got a very boyish face.
Yeah, yeah, doesn't he?
Boyish charm.
Yeah. He does.
He's got some nice charm to him. He's got some nice timing to him. I did not know he had what he had in him to do Elton John. He blew me away with that. I was really blown away, more than I have been in a long time, by an actor's performance
and
how well he played that character. Miranda Lambert is 41 on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
I will admit that I may have a crush on Miranda Lambert. may have. No, in all seriousness,
no.
I admire these great singer-songwriters and people that write their own work, what she has accomplished and how far she has come from that.
Three Grammys.
Incredible career.
Right.
Incredible career.
And,
wonderful artist.
James, you don't stand a chance. I've seen her significant other. He's like uber handsome, man. No chance.
Of all the string theory, speaking of Carl Sagan, all the parallel universes out there and everything, there is not a single one where there is anything like that. But she's wonderful.
But she's cool.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, another one that's fantastic. Eve is 46.
Oh, wow.
Rapper and actor. Mm-hmm. Sorry, in Barbershop movies.
Mm-hmm.
Good. She's a good rapper. Got a great rhymer. Great character actor. Walter Goggins is 53 on Sunday.
Nice.
Gotten a big break in the Fallout TV show. He's been huge in that. He was Shane on The Shield. But most of us, if you love Justified, you knew him as Boyd Crowder. And one of the greater anti-hero characters in TV history. Incredible performance by him in that show.
Yep.
Really good actor.
He's been in quite a few, I don't know if you want to call them darker movies, but Django Unchained, The Hateful Eight, Sons of Anarchy, Shield.
Wow.
He's got that locked. He's so good at that type of character.
Mm-hmm.
And again, another one of these guys, you hear the interviews with him and stuff, it could be more laid back.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Speaking of laid back, Warren G is 54. Regulate. So many old good songs. Mind of my money on my mind.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah.
And really, him and Drake, I mean, well, G-Funk was a whole different style of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I miss it.
It's gone.
The ever-funny, ever-talented Tracy Morgan is 56 on Sunday. Former SNL star, the last OG, Tracy Morgan on 30 Rock. Just so many. I'm Brian Fellows! Just so many legendary, great characters. And in the history of Saturday Night Live, there has been a lot of great personalities, a lot of funny people. There has never been a Tracy Morgan on that stage. And I don't say that just on talent wise. I mean on offstage wise and the way and the leash he was given. Tracy Morgan has a very hard time memorizing lines, or at least from what I've heard him say and stuff. Mm-hmm. And usually you've got to have those lines down. Otherwise, that's why you see a lot of people staring at teleprompters. You usually see the guests staring at the cue cards. Tracy Morgan never looked at a cue card because he just go out there and work
lines. What are lines?
And just work it.
Anarchic comedy, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And people loved it. Now Tina Fey and him had a very rocky relationship, and it was part of the reason why she was adamant that he had to be a part of 30 Rock. Because if they were going to do that show right, she wanted to show all the beauty and the scars and everything. Mm-hmm. And those two actually, they didn't think about it, but through doing that show together, they actually got closer than when they did Saturday Night Live, to where now they're best friends, they're great friends and all that. And
didn't know that.
I love Tracy Morgan. And not for nothing, we're lucky to be able to celebrate his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that long ago they had a terrible accident. Let's see here. Tim Rice is 80 on Sunday.
Wow.
Evita, Aladdin, Lion's King, Jesus Christ Superstar, just incredible.
He's written more lyrics than you can imagine. Yeah.
And Brittany Murphy's birthday would have been on Sunday. Born in 77, passed away way too young in 2009. Clueless, Sin City, 8 Mile, Don't Say a Word. But really, if you want to see a class on acting, watch Girl Interrupted, and you will see Winona Ryder, Angelina Jolie, Whoopi Goldberg giving you amazing performances. And you will watch Brittany Murphy steal every scene she is in with every one of those legendary actors.
Wow.
Underrated and incredible actor that we lost too soon.
Impressive.
We wish you all a great birthday and anniversary out there.
Yes, we do.
Enjoy. Indeed. And enjoy with our good friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Stick
They're open until 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
fish fry.
Check out that fish fry, everybody, and head on over there. Wish them a good day from all of us. Stick around. Not only do we got news and sports, but we're also going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's coming up right here on WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Melissa, Seth, and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song for you. Some might say the greatest TV theme song of all time.
I believe you have said that, James. I believe you have.
Somebody said that. what we ask you to do is, if you haven't won anything in 30 days, you can call up 424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app and go ahead and give us your answer. And boom, just like that, you win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rabbits Culver's. That is not only two kids' meals, two adult meals. That is free Culver's, baby.
Woo!
It's time to play. Get ready to call 715-424-2600. Tell us what TV theme song this is.
There
okay,
we go.
Okay, there
we got someone.
I was getting worried about it. Good morning. What's your answer?
Is it Sanford and Son?
Yes,
it sure is.
Yes, it is. Nicely done. Nicely done. Make it official. There it is.
All right.
All right. Now it's official. Well done. It took you a second, but did you know that one?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. It's a classic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Surely is. That whole show is a classic.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I actually watched a little bit last night and just a couple of scenes.
Yeah.
It holds up. It's good still stuff, just man. As funny. It's just as funny as it was when I was a little kid. Can I get your first name?
My name is Chris, and I'm from Rudolph.
Chris, awesome.
Hey, Rudolph, nice.
We haven't had a Rudolph winner
in a long time, yeah.
It's been too long. Mm. We love hearing from you, Chris. Thanks so much for listening and playing along. Just hang on the line. I'm going to get a little information from you off air. But, Chris, you're our newest star of the day.
Thank you very much. I love to be one.
That's great. Excellent. Oh, wow.
We'd love to have you, Chris. That was fantastic.
Fantastic.
So a little bit quick history on this one. Now, why are we doing Sanford and Son? I'll be honest with everybody. I think we used this one the first year we were doing this with
Culver's. We have done it before, but it's been a while. Yeah.
It's been a very long time. But with the passing of Quincy Jones this week, I thought it was only fitting that we played a theme song that was from Quincy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the song, The Street Beater, and it's a snippet, composite of that song. But if you've ever heard the whole song, it's pretty much that song.
Yes.
There's not it's an instrumental. There's not really too much more to it or anything. Right. But leave it to the greatest producer of all time made to me the greatest theme song of all time.
Man, it's up there. I'm with you on that one. Well, I don't know if I could say it's the best, but it's certainly in the top five.
The fun thing I think about something like this is there's no wrong answer.
Not really. No.
I mean, you know, whatever you guys think is the greatest theme song of all time is certainly, you're right, because it's just opinion. It's just your thoughts and everything.
Well, and then the show itself, I mean, was so interesting. I mean, you had one of the great unsung comedians, Red Fox, of all time, getting to do his shtick. And it just, you know, man, what a... It was so much fun.
There's this, and it's one of those things too where you just can't like recreate that. It's one of those shows that I don't think that if you tried it, all the same plot points and everything, junkyard, you know, grumpy people, all these things, I don't know that it really hits like it did back then. This show humanized individuals, not just African Americans, but poor people, and showed that, hey, wait a minute, I have the same problems they have.
Yep.
It was a relatability and a representation that I don't think a lot of people were noticing because we were too busy laughing. And that's one of the best ways you can do those things.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be so funny, they gotta laugh. They can't stop.
Been since the 1970s, there have been so few shows that deal with those kinds of folks.
Yeah.
Which is our loss, I think.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And thankfully, we still got the reruns.
We do.
And we got this amazing theme song. We're gonna talk to Chris. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a great Friday out there. Stepped on it. Seth dropped his phone. Threw me. No, it wasn't you. Welcome back, everybody, to the show. We hope you're having a great Friday out there. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, being brought in by the Temptations.
That's always good.
A couple of quick shout-outs real quick. A big shout-out to Rudolph's own Chris for joining, not only giving us a great Star of the Day winner. That was fantastic.
That was wonderful.
But taking Chris's information off air, she had a great line, you guys. She thinks that we should change our call letters.
Okay.
To WFUNR, because we are so much fun.
That's awesome, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. That's awesome.
That's a great line. Thank you, Chris. That made my morning. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll have another Star of the Day for you next week. Be sure to support your local Culver's wherever you are living. You got a Culver's in your area, and you got one that supports your area. We greatly appreciate our friends at Culver's. Go visit them on A Street. While you're over there, go head on over to Quality Post Printing and all that.
Let's do it. Hey, I got a quick question, James. I'm going to throw this out there for both of you. So, you know, the whole fall pumpkin spice thing. Okay, I don't know how we haven't touched on it quite as much this year as we have in years past. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why. So, like, after Halloween, are we in peppermint mocha time of year?
Oh, nice.
Should we start championing? I can't talk. Wow.
Championing. That's a hard word to say.
That is. Peppermint mocha. Let's get that pumpkin spice out of here. Let's go to the pumpkin mocha.
I like it. I like the idea. I'm with you.
100%. Beth just texted a picture. She just got one. That's what made me think of that. Yeah.
I like the idea of every season having a specific coffee for it.
That would be awesome.
Or even every month. Why not?
Let's do that.
Let's do it that way. That's a good one, too. I'm not a huge fan
of peppermint mocha. Can we make it like a lavender latte?
Latte.
They're fantastic. They're amazing.
Every coffee I have is 99% of the time a mocha. So, and honestly, with the peppermint mochas, I don't taste the pep too much, so I don't mind it too much.
Oh, okay, there you go.
But I'm a mocha guy. I mean, I'm pretty sure that now, by now, half my blood has been replaced by
mochas running through your veins.
And yes, I know it's basically just chocolate coffee. I know that.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey,
why do you think I'm drinking it? So we got to get into this one here. We need the whole segment for it. People on social media are listing the things that are so simple to do, and yet somehow we are so bad at them.
Fail.
And this is a fun one, and we want audience participation. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation, everybody. I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
That's okay.
It takes me a minute. That was funny. Yeah. That was at least groan worthy.
I needed a minute for it to sink in.
No, that was funny. That was good. I'm sure there are some that will come up as we do this list. So, do you guys want to then just dive into the list?
Let's do the list first because I'll think of something as we go along here.
Estimating how much pasta to cook. Whether you got just two people or you got 20 people, understanding how much of that to make.
I am so bad.
Might not a struggle with her whole life.
It's so hard to know. It's so hard to know.
Wrapping gifts.
My father is the king. His packages look amazing. He's one of those. He's got the steady hands. He's got the. He can eyeball it perfectly. He knows all that. I'm so jealous. I'm terrible.
Our
at
very
it.
Own Laura Berg is a wrapping aficionado.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
What's the word, Seth? Help me, big brain.
Aficionado.
Thank you.
Is that the word you were searching for?
Okay. That is the word I was searching for. You knew it.
Yeah. Great.
She is fantastic at it. Not only is the wrapping perfect, it's the tag, the ribbon, the, you know, whatever she adds to it. It's just beautiful.
Oh, gosh.
We could offer wrapping services at our station, and she would do a fantastic job. And I would be a great assistant. Here's your tape. She could also, actually, she can do it without tape, too, which is
That's impressive.
With people. I mean, it's all impressive to me because you know when you get a gift from me because you have pity. Like I'm the person where people get a gift and they're like, "Oh, he tried. Look how hard he tried."
You get this. They get this look in their face. It's like, "Stop it."
It actually really helps out as a gift giver. Really does because they automatically go into it with some empathy and
sympathy,
feeling
right?
The white elephant gifts. Everybody knows which one is from James to avoid it.
Something like that. Following driving directions or giving directions or having a sense of cardinal direction.
I mentioned this earlier this week. I'm terrible. My sense of direction is awful.
Some people you can have a map and your phone up with a you know, a Wave or whatever you're using or anything, and still kind of
That's me, man.
I get lost.
I am on several of these on this list. I don't know if I'm happy about that or not.
What I think is fun about this list is the idea that we can get better at these things, that we can work at these things and practice. And again, one of the things that I do not want to get lost in the shuffle of this conversation, how many of us have these things in common and how many of us may have voted differently on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Or may, you know, root for a different sports team or something like that. But guess what? We all have this in common. We all have more in common than we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of us, and especially with this one. And I don't know if this one is as simple necessarily, but parallel parking. But some of us are better than others at it.
I am. Yeah. This is my superpower.
Yeah.
You know what? I so appreciate that, Melissa.
You know what, Seth?
I avoid it at all costs.
Here, I'll tell you this. Sometime we should go driving together because I can actually direct you to parallel park from the passenger seat. Ooh,
okay. I believe you, actually. I do.
Yeah.
I've done it. Wow. That's impressive.
We be on the lookout for our new show where it's Rapping and Parking. Rapping and Parking. Melissa and Laura are going to have a show that's all about parallel parking
and wrapping gifts.
And gift wrapping.
I love it.
Our silly superpowers. There we go.
It's going to be great.
What silly superpower do you have?
I love that.
Our tagline.
Come on. That's what we need people to give us today. Yeah.
When that show goes on the hiatus, you'll have Seth's show about perceiving time, because that is another one that is
that's
that is
my
on
superpower.
This list,
Is oh, power. Is it? Yes, oh, okay. Yes, that is my superpower. Yep.
Perceiving time is another one that a lot of people have struggled with.
Yep. Yeah. I know what time it is. I just don't know where I'm going. That's the problem.
He can tell you what time it is. He just can't tell you where you are.
Nope.
That's hilarious. Whistling. Whistling is also on this list.
Really?
That's something that's going away?
Or people have struggles with it, I guess.
A simple thing that most people struggle with, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah, but yeah. Practice. That's just a practice thing, yeah.
Yep, you got to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not on air, James.
Yeah, gets a little loud, doesn't it? Does, yeah. I don't have a lot of skills.
He wants to celebrate his whistling,
well done,
you know.
Well done. No, I'm proud of you. Actually, my brother Mitchell, when he performs, because he does one person musical performance up in Duluth or Superior, it depends. He's got different places he plays gigs, but he whistles as like when he's doing a song, he'll whistle the solo guitar part while he plays the rhythm guitar in the background, and it's fantastic.
Wow. That's really impressive.
That's very cool. Yeah. Wow.
That is impressive.
Next on the list, sleeping. That's just mean.
Wow. Did they write this for you, man? Yeah, I don't know.
That's not right. That ain't right. Be on the lookout for my new show, Insomnia.
Yeah.
Please help me. It's just me begging for ideas on how to fall asleep.
Please help
for half
me, please.
An hour, like 20 minutes of me. Just please, any ideas, anything you got. Doing anything while someone is watching. Now, that's an interesting one.
Oh, yes.
Well, you always feel more pressure when somebody is just sitting there staring at you.
I'm telling you. Okay, you want to. James is with me on this one. Okay, if you're trying to do on radio, you know, if you're DJ, you're doing voice tracking in a studio and someone's in the studio with you, it's game over, man.
Get ready for 20 takes, at least. Yeah. Everybody's that. Especially if you are writing. I feel like if I'm writing something and somebody's over my shoulder or somebody's in the room, like for some reason, I immediately start worrying about my penmanship and if I'm spelling a word right and everything. They're probably not even paying attention to me. But I get that feeling.
But yeah, that's a good one.
We put this to the test over the summer, hula hooping.
Yes.
That was fun.
You can actually do it, James.
I was impressed. I was impressed because I don't think I could do it.
For somebody born with no hips, I think I did all right.
You did all right.
Making rice.
Ooh, that's a lot of people struggle with this. Actually,
it's true. It's like the pasta thing. Yeah, yeah.
I do
a different thing, but yeah.
I have to mention real quick, hula hooping. Melissa, even though she was way better than even she said she was going to be. Like, that was really fun. Mel.
And you still both lost to a 12-year-old.
Yep,
so
the kids,
yeah,
the kids, though,
the kids are really good.
Wrap on. Nobody's better
than
kids.
They got so much energy, man.
So making rice is right next to making hard-boiled eggs.
Oh,
that's yeah. I can
the
see
Betty
that.
Crocker it's method, people.
It's a pretty commonly Googled thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you start typing in "how long do I boil it'll immediately pop up eggs.
Yep. Mm. Oh, really? Mm. Oh, okay.
Mm. Oh, I almost guarantee it. I haven't tested it, but here we go. Almost guarantee it.
I'm going to give you guys the secret, and it's not a secret because it's been around for a long time. The Betty Crocker method, okay? You you boil the egg to a boil, then you turn off the heat, put a lid on it, and let it sit for 18 minutes.
I've only done 18 minutes.
It depends on
how you want your eggs done.
Right. I'm talking to hard-boiled, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you shouldn't soft boil eggs, Melissa. You shouldn't do that. It'd be dangerous.
Operating a manual can opener. People could struggle with that one, I guess.
It depends on the type. Because I had one that they have different ones now where, you know, the traditional one that actually cuts into the
top tin
edge. Yep. Mm-hmm. But there are ones that will do it around the outside edge. And actually, that is how you are supposed to do it with those types of openers as well. It all depends on how you attach the can opener to the can.
Yeah. I think whether it has more to do with the can opener.
Jagged. Yeah. Yeah. Whether you leave a jagged edge or you have a smooth edge.
Huh.
Either way, you can tear up your hands, so be careful.
Yeah, definitely. That's a really good note on that one. And we're gonna just pause this after this next one, and we'll continue it next hour.
Okay.
And we'll have in the audience, and everybody will have some time to think about it and everything. But we wrap up with operating a can opener is certainly a tough one right there.
Yep.
But how about just like the clock on your radio in your car? I know I've done this before.
Have you still not figured it out, James?
I know I've done it before. And for some reason, I cannot seem to figure this thing out.
I'm telling, because you only do it like twice a year and you forget in between how to do it. I'm with you on this one. I'm with you.
Some cars are harder than others. It's true. For sure.
Mm-hmm. I do want to send a shout out to Beth. Beth we do actually have to do this show now. I was joking before, but now we actually do have to do the show where Melissa is teaching you about parallel parking and Laura is teaching you about gift wrapping. Yep. And it'll be called Parks and Wraps.
Oh,
come on.
Way to go,
Beth. That was good.
That's awesome.
That's a good one.
Now we have to do that show. It's too good of a title. Well done, Beth. Well done. It's too good. Before we go to break, I do want to send a huge shout out to AM Forestry. They are a tree removal service to do things in a much more creative way than usual.
They do.
And Rebecca Mortensen joined us this week to talk about them. They sent us a card in the mail thanking us for being on, but also not only is it handwritten, but they sent over a bunch of awesome photos of their work.
Yes, they did. Oh, amazing stuff. Yeah. Great pictures.
You guys got to come to the studios and check this out. Or better yet, reach out to our friends at AM Forestry. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are right over there in Nakusa. You can't miss them. They're fantastic people over there at 322 County Road G in Nakusa. Give them a call 262-378-1398. That's 378-1398. Visit them on social media. They're right in Facebook. You can just type in AM Forestry. Thank you very much for the card, everybody. We look forward to talking to you guys again.
We love getting cards from
Love the cards.
We'll have them back on. They'll be back on with us.
Readers. Did I say readers? I meant listeners and visitors. Somehow that combined meant readers.
Readers, listeners, watchers, imaginary people, everybody.
I'm trying to put together today's article.
It's Friday.
Get on me.
We'll be back. We'll be back with more in the 9 o'clock on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.